You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Wow.
So that's where I was raised in a traditional Jewish family, went to Hebrew school as a child.
Wow.
And began my spiritual journey when I was working in a recording studio in New York City. So there has to be more to life than just this. And had a supernatural experience where I encountered Yeshua, Jesus, that eventually brought me to faith in Him.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, everybody. Blessing and peace on you. Welcome, guys, to this special edition of Experiencing Real Life. Hi, friends. Hello, haters. Hello, everybody. Whoever you are, I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Today is going to be a little bit different. Typically, I'm preaching from the pulpit here at Open Door Church, but today I'm in the studios behind the pulpit. And today is going to be a podcast broadcast. Now, you can listen to this and many other podcasts from my friends from all over the world by simply going to troybrewer.com. And I'm in the studios today and with a guy who, I'm telling you, this brother is of my tribe, and I'm definitely of his tribe. We've only known each other for about 24 hours, not even 24 hours, actually. And I'm telling you, I don't know if the world is ready for both of us, man. I really don't. Guys, I am in the studio here today with a rabbi, with an author, with a man of God, and this brother's name is Jason Sobel. I don't know. That's starting to say Sorbo, like Hercules.
That's all right.
So I'm sorry about that. Sobel. And if you're in the know, you already know this guy. But if you're not, if you're somebody that, you know, you're stuck out in Johnson County, Texas, like I am, we might not know who you are. So before we begin to talk, before we begin to discuss some stuff, tell us just a little bit about who you are and where you're from and what's going on with you.
Yeah, I am a Messianic rabbi, a Jewish follower of Yeshua,
awesome.
Of Jesus. I'm from the Holy Land originally, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. okay.
Or Jew Jersey.
Okay. Wow.
So that's where I was raised in a traditional Jewish family, went to Hebrew school as a child.
Wow.
And began my spiritual journey when I was working in a recording studio in New York City. So there has to be more to life than just this. And had a supernatural experience where I encountered Yeshua, Jesus, that eventually brought me to faith in Him. And now we live out in California, out in the Hollywood area.
Wow.
And with my wife, Stephanie, and our two boys. And we have a ministry called Fusion. And our passion is to help people have the Road to Emmaus experience, where we connect the old and the new. And they said their hearts burn within them as He
Come
showed
on,
everything in the
yes.
old
yes.
connected to Him. So that on a scriptural, biblical level, and then also on a relational level to connect Jew and Gentile in Messiah, John 17 unity.
Yes, sir.
Because we believe that when we connect, then this is one of the keys to bringing about the great revival that the scriptures talk about.
Okay. Now, look, everybody that's listening to me and all my friends that hang out with me on a day-to-day basis, everybody knows I'm a huge supporter of Israel, and I'm always ranting about it. And you know, I mean, as far as I know, I don't have a Jewish bone within me. I would love to have. I'm actually even thinking about maybe I'd like to. I wish I could just find like a 1%. I would be so happy with that. But you know what? I'm a 7th generation Texan. I'm a 16th generation American.
Wow.
And so, yeah, there was actually a brewer that was one of my ancestors was actually a mayor of Jamestown. So, I mean, we've been here for a long, long time. And we have a German background, we have an English background, and the brewers are not famous for making tea or coffee, okay? the brewers are famous for causing trouble mostly, but which as in storms brewing up on the horizon. But nonetheless, man, you know, instead of people hearing it from me, how about we hear it from you? What you were talking about the John 17 thing, man, let's unpack that a little bit. Well, how important is it that we stand, that Christians stand with Israel, and why?
Yeah, I think it's significant for a number of reasons. I think number one, I believe spiritually we are in a John 21 moment. The disciples are fishing all night and catch nothing. He says, throw the nets on the right side of the boat. The reason why they caught nothing is that they were fishing from the left side. The left side in Jewish law is a side of judgment. It's a side of severity. It's a side of fire. When we live from that place, our nets remain empty. The right side is a side of ahava, love. It's a side of chesed, of loving kindness. It's a side of oneness and unity. But there, so the Lord wants to bring the greatest catch that the world has ever seen, but there's no John 21 catch without the fulfillment of the Lord's prayer in John 17, where he prayed that these and those would be one as he and the Father are one. And from the context, these are the Jewish disciples that are with him at the moment. Those are the nations that are going to believe as a result of the Great Commission. And then when it says, when these and those become one, he goes on to say in the prayer, then you will be perfected in unity. So we're not perfected, the body of Messiah, God's people is not perfected unless Jew and Gentile are in relationship together in him. And then it goes on to say, then the world will know that the Father sent me. So the world will not know that he is the one until we become one in him. The world will not be one, W-O-N, until we are O-N-E, one in Messiah. So worldwide revival, the great move of God that so many people have been praying for, foundational to that is this unity of Jew and Gentile in Messiah.
My goodness. I've never heard the left side, right thing before.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that in my whole life. And how many of us as Christians were left brain when we ought to be right brain? Amen.
Yeah.
And I mean, our whole stint. Oh my gosh. So I've never heard that. Now that's awesome. Okay. Well, just exactly like that. If you were to come here for the very first time and you hook up with a guy like me and my dad is the president of the Tarrant County Historical Commission. He's the guy that goes around putting up signs saying this historical thing happened here. In context of Texas, somebody who knows the language, who understands the lay of the land, who knows the timelines, to be able to sit and talk with somebody and say, this is why this is important. That's why that is important. If somebody is just simply trying to understand Texas.
Yeah.
If we do not do that with a Western mindset, if for those of us who grew up in the West, if we are not connected to Jewish brothers and sisters, especially Messianic ones, we miss the whole thing. Oh my gosh, we miss so many layers of revelation that actually belong to us.
Yeah, I think the foundational verse that the Lord spoke to me about for the birthing of our ministry Fusion was Matthew 13:52, when Yeshua Jesus says, what can a scribe who understands the kingdom of God be compared to? Like a householder that brings forth new and old treasures.
That's right. Yes.
And I realized the Jewish people had settled for the old. The church has settled for the new for the most part. So the Lord said, don't settle for half an inheritance. Don't settle for half an inheritance.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't be like Esau and sell your birthright for a bowl of porridge.
Yes.
And so Gentile followers of Jesus have become part of the commonwealth of Israel, partakers of the promises with Abraham. And these things are part of your heritage.
Okay, Rabbi, look, we just have about 30 seconds until our first break. And whenever we come back, let's talk about how we can unite. Let's talk about how that actually works. And then let's talk about the benefits that actually come from it. My friends, you are listening to Experience in Real Life. I'm Pastor Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here of Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And you can find out more about all things Open Door by simply going to www.opendoorexperience.com. Or you can also call up here at area code 817-295-7671, and I'll be right back in 31 seconds. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. Okay, back here in the studio, everybody, playing my brand new Keith Urban guitar. I've never had a Keith Urban guitar before. It was actually given to me from a friend of mine who didn't need his guitar in heaven, apparently. So he left it for me whenever he left town. And I call him blessed and call his legacy blessed. And I'm in here today with my good friend, and Rabbi Jason is a messianic, he's somebody who's madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you didn't throw away your Jewishness.
Nope.
When you did that. And as a matter of fact, today I'm going to hook you up. Me and you have to have a conversation with a guy I just met in California where I was talking to him. He's been a Jew his whole life, and he thought he had to get rid of his Jewishness whenever he got saved. And he's a PhD, and he's brilliant. I'm like, dude, no, you don't got to do that. What would you say to our Jewish friends that are out there listening who are actually interested in, but maybe Yeshua is the Messiah, but I don't want to give up being a Jew?
Listen, I mean, the promise of the Messiah is a Jewish concept.
Come on, amen.
Right? It's from the Hebrew scriptures, which is the foundation of it. And, you know, what I believe is that if Messiah is if Yeshua Jesus is the Messiah, the Messiah of Israel comes to make better Jews, not worse ones.
Come on.
Right? I mean, the promise is from Isaiah, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, the Torah will go forth from Zion, Udevar Adonai Yerushalayim, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And so when you look at the book of Acts, you see them saying to Paul, look how many Jews have believed and they're zealous for the Torah. So all the first followers of Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus himself, his life revolved around being Jewish. I mean, he celebrated all the biblical holidays. In fact, every major event in the life of Jesus happened on a biblical holiday.
That's right. That's correct.
The Gospels revolve around these things. He went to the synagogue on Saturday and taught from the Torah. Paul would go into the synagogue on every Saturday and worship and share about how these things pointed to the Messiah. So there was never meant to be a separation, and I believe we got to embrace our full heritage.
All right, you and I both have a mutual friend by the name of Ron Cantor, who is a troublemaker.
He is an awesome guy.
The brother is something else. I love me some Ron Cantor, and he's on four times a day on God TV, and he's always talking about the land of Israel and the people of Israel. But his testimony is amazing to me because he said that when he got saved and he opened up the Bible, he was blown away that it was Jewish at all.
I had that same experience.
So tell me about that.
Listen, just be honest with you. I grew up in New Jersey with Jews and Catholics.
Okay.
I thought Jesus was a nice Jewish boy who converted to Catholicism because I didn't know any Jewish kids by the name of Jesus whose mothers were named Mary, okay, and whose last name was Christ.
Come on.
Because, like, I'm Jason Sobel. I thought it was the Christ family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus Christ. Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs.
Yes,
Christ.
I
had no idea that Christ was the Greek equivalent Christos for the Hebrew word Mashiach, which means Messiah, which literally means anointed one.
Yes.
And so he has been intentionally taken out of his Jewish context, and we've been presented with a historically inaccurate Jesus. So I had no clue or idea.
You know, Ron actually has a book called Identity Theft.
Yeah, it's right true. On,
where he's talking about his identity was actually stolen. So what was that like when you found out, wait, this is not... This was not Jesus stopped being a Jew and he's convincing people to stop being a Jew. This is Jesus as somebody in perfect covenant with God Almighty inviting the rest of the world to come into that covenant. Oh my gosh, that must have been a trip.
Yeah, no, when I read the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament, for the first time, and I saw how Jewish it was and the messianic promises and prophecies that he came to fulfill and how he expounded on the Torah, I mean, it absolutely blew me away. And it made my faith in him didn't make me less Jewish. It made me more Jewish as I realized that there was such deeper spiritual significance behind all the things that I had done growing up as a Jew. And when I saw how they connected and pointed to him on a deeper spiritual level, it revolutionized my life.
Last night, you and I were sitting by a fire last night, which I love. I'm a pyro bag. So I have a fire going constantly, even when it's 100 degrees outside. I love having a fire at night. And we were talking about, you know, one of the revelations that God has given me is that God's not waiting for just the whole world to get saved in order for Jesus to come back. The Lord is literally waiting for Israel to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so that's one of the big reasons why I, as a Gentile church, which I don't even like using the word Gentile because it means out of covenant, and I am in covenant. And
right.
It's no longer an outward covenant. Now it's an inward covenant. Mm-hmm. We know all those things, but just as someone who didn't grow up in true Jewish heritage, right, I think it's so important for me to constantly be pointing out how we can stand how we can stand with Israel, because as I told you last night, Joseph will be unmasked and he will be revealed to his brothers.
Absolutely,
he will.
Yes.
So let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, and I think even before we touch on that, I just want to go back to the fact that in the genealogy of Jesus, of Yeshua, there are four women. And the thing that they all have in common is that they are Gentile women.
That's astounding.
Right? Why? Because it takes Jew and Gentile to birth the line of the Messiah in the same way it takes Jew and Gentile to birth the kingdom and his promises on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, so as a kingdom guy,
yeah.
I'm not just supporting Jews just because they're Jewish, which I do that. I love Israel. I love the land. I love the nation. I love the people. Amen. But it's very important for me to support the Messianic Jews. It's very important for me to do that because I could be supporting the wrong guy.
That's right. Well, I think this is the story of Ruth and Boaz. There's three men, individuals that Ruth could have married. First, she married a Jewish guy, but he was the wrong Jew. He was unfaithful. He didn't walk with the Lord. That's why his life was taken prematurely. And then there's the near kinsman's redeemer who Boaz had to offer to her first. He's
right.
Mr. Almost Right.
Okay.
And then there is the right one, which is Boaz, which is the covenantally faithful Jew who represents the remnant of Israel, those Jews who actually believe and have faith. And too oftentimes the church has chosen to attach themselves to the unbelieving Jewish person. And it's great to bless Israel, but our relationship in the genealogy of Messiah is Ruth and Boaz, is Jew and Gentile united in him. Believers is what the covenantal relationship is, the foundation. So there's the near family, there's the immediate family and the extended family, and the immediate family is Jew and Gentile in Messiah. The extended family are other Jews.
And then that is actually through that bloodline that becomes the grandparents of Jesus himself.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we only have about 30 seconds until the next break, and I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Guys, I hope that you're loving this as well. I am in the studio here today with Rabbi Jason. And, guys, how can people connect with you? What's your website?
Yeah, they can go to fusionglobal.org, and there's all sorts of teachings and stuff there that they can get.
FusionGlobal.org. Guys, I'll be right back with you in about 32 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Everybody, I'm back in the studio here, and Rabbi Jason, I'm telling you, I'm loving this, man. I'm totally loving this. Sobel, right?
Yep,
Rabbi Jason Sobel, and we're in here, and we're talking. There's so many different directions that we could go, and we only have about 8 minutes left of this show. So we started off talking about the importance of standing with Israel, and how that's been a huge part of my journey. As I have began to fall in love with Jesus more and more, I fall in love with what Jesus is in love with. Right? That's called the fear of the Lord. When I love what God loves, and I hate what God hates, and the Lord loves him some Israel. So I have been it's been a huge part of my journey, and I want to tell you, it hasn't been difficult for me to stand with Israel, but other people have found it awkward. They were like, I don't really know how to be connected. I'm not sure how to practically bless, and I'm not really sure how that works. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a huge blessing. It's kind of like the faithful centurion who needed a healing,
yes.
right? And his,
yes.
you know, and they said, the rabbis, the leaders of the synagogue came to Jesus. This man is worthy to have you bless him because he has loved our people and he has built our synagogue
yes.
for us. And he did receive the miraculous
yes,
healing
he
that he was seeking. And I think there is a blessing for those who bless Israel. God says Abrahamic promises,
yeah.
I will bless those who bless Israel.
I'm
I will
living.
Curse those
Amen.
Who curse Israel. There is a supernatural blessing that is released as a result of that, because I believe it's like Israel represents the roots. Paul talks about this in Romans 11. The nations represents the shoots.
Come on.
So if you want to have a lot of fruit, the shoots have to connect to the roots.
Oh, my God!
And so when the shoots, the nations connect and are grafted in to the covenant and in relationship with the Jewish people, the fruit is exponential. Not just the quantity, but the quality of the
yes,
fruit
yes.
that's released. This is Psalm 133. Hinei matovim anayim shevet achim gam yachad. Behold how good it is when brothers dwell together in unity.
Amen.
And so I think what practically, you know, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the salvation of Israel, build intentional relationships with Messianic Jewish followers, especially if you're visit a Messianic congregation, learn about the Hebraic roots of your faith with someone like myself or Ron
yes.
Cantor or
yes.
others, many out there.
Yes.
Those are just a few ways. There's a blessing.
I want to just here's my personal take on this. And again, our congregation, you know, brother, we were a church of less than 200 people for over 16 years. Okay. And now we're a church of around 5,000 people. And we're only 22 years old. So all of that has happened just within the past few years. And I can tell you what started happening 6 years ago. We started standing with Israel. And then, boom, everything began to grow. Everything began to change. We had miraculous things happen. But I want to tell you my revelation on that. We have orphanages all over the world. And there's somewhere around 3,000 little boys and girls that call me Papa in whatever language that they
Amazing.
Speak. And I say that to say, I know what it's like. And by the way, over 1,000, somewhere around 1,200 of those kids have my last name because they didn't have a name. So I just give them my last name. Nearly all of them didn't have a birthday. I don't know if you realize, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but orphans don't know when they're born, you know. So I give them all a birthday. I say, yeah, you look like you're about 12 to me. And to me, you look like a December 6th. Well, December 6th is my birthday. So I have 1,000 kids that have my birthday, more than that. But we bust out the calendars and we go through every day of the year and we assign birthdays to kids and we do that sort of thing. I say that to say this. I cannot imagine how heartbroken I would be if my adopted kids hated my 4 biological kids. I can't imagine how heartbroken I'd be when I have given everything that I have to adopt these kids into my family.
Mm.
And I also cannot imagine the incredible favor that I would have on the special adopted children who loved my biological children and did everything that they could do to reach out and to connect to them. I can't imagine the favor that I would have on them. And so to me, I know that I have been adopted.
Yes.
Amen. And I know that Israel is the natural seed. It's as the sands of the sea. I know that all of us that are in covenant with Yeshua are as the stars of heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
And so there's a natural and there's a biological. There's a natural and there's a supernatural. And so I'm one of those adopted kids that wants to stand with his natural family.
That's awesome. Amazing. No, I mean, I think it's what Paul talks about in Ephesians. He talks about you were once far and aliens.
That's correct.
Right? But now he says you become part of the commonwealth of Israel.
That's it, brother.
Right? So the nations, every follower of Messiah becomes a partaker of the promises that God
yes, sir.
Made to Abraham. And that's why the unity and the family and the world will know us by our love for one another.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? And it works. I mean, it literally works because, I mean, I'm just telling you, I get away with a lot of stuff I shouldn't get away with. I get a lot of credit for stuff that I shouldn't get credit for. I mean, things just work that just shouldn't work. And I mean, a big part of it is the supernatural advantage that God Almighty has put upon me and the favor of the Lord that literally has come from an adopted child standing with his biological kids.
It's awesome.
I love it. How much time do we have left, Brother Ben? So I got about 33 seconds left. I want to remind everybody one more time, how can they get a hold of you and how can they look into it? By the way, you have a book coming out.
Yeah, we've got a book coming out with Kathy Lee Gifford of The Today Show called The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi.
Wow.
So we're super excited, A Journey Through the Land of Israel. And you can check it out on Amazon. And but you can connect with us at fusionglobal.org or on Facebook or in social media, Rabbi Jason Sobel, S-O-B-E-L.
S-O-B-E-L. Well, brother, it has been a great, great, great privilege having you on the show here today. Now, I don't know if you can hear this or not in the background, but those are drums, and that's telling me, here comes, boom. That is telling me that we have 2 minutes left for me to tell everybody goodbye. And again, I want to say thank you so much, brother, for joining me.
Shalom,
thank
shalom.
You. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, my friends, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And every Friday, we do a podcast broadcast, and that's exactly what this is. And my friends, you can listen to this in its entirety by going to troybrewer.com. That's right. It just says podcast. You go to troybrewer.com. It's free. It's on demand. And I don't have any idea how many hours and hours of podcasts we have on there, but they're all free to you. While you're there, be sure and sign up for my free daily devotion that comes to you every single day. It's called The Daily Transformation. It's absolutely free. Sign up for it, again, at troybrewer.com. I have some resources I can offer, and one of the things I need to direct you to is I need to direct you to troybrewer.tv. And the reason why I do that is because if you know anything about this ministry, you guys know that redemption is huge for us. We are redemption fanatics around here. Over the past 14 months, we have saved 178 little girls out of the terrors of sexual slavery. We've actually prevented many more than that, but we've actually saved. We've actually bought 178. And I want to tell you, you can stand with me and you can help me with that in many different ways. One of the ways that you can help me with that is you can go to troybrewer.com and you can just give towards that, which is really cool. Or, you know what, you can go to troybrewer.tv and you can sign up. And for as little as a buck a day, that's 30 bucks a month, at troybrewer.tv, you will have access to all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my conferences, all of my pulpit teaching. It's all video on demand. And that's the way that we sustain these people. Hey, I want to encourage you guys to do that. Well, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. I call y'all the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and I know that you're somebody just like me that, man, you always want to discover your destiny. You always want to experience victory within your life, not just sometimes, but all the time. There's a great big difference between visitation and habitation. You're somebody that you want to hear God speak. You want to walk in the passion and the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, you know what? I want to help you do that. Every single day, I send out something that we call Daily Transformation. And you know what it is? It's a daily devotional from Troy Brewer Ministries. It has a prophetic word. It has a scripture for the day. It has a prayerful directive, and I can send it to your inbox every single day. All you have to do is simply go to www.troybrewer.com, and there's a cute little button where you just go click and bang, suddenly your life is starting to get changed. It's awesome. It's my daily devotional. It's called Daily Transformations, and it's free by simply going to troybrewer.com.